celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Here we go. The pathway to power, now say this with me, it's really quite simple. Sometimes we make things way too complicated. Acts chapter 19. While Apollos was at Corinth, Paul passed through the upper regions. This is Paul's third missionary journey. And he came to the city of Ephesus. He found some disciples there. Verse 2. He said to them, "Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe?" Now look up here at me. I know you're following your word. Look up here at me. That is the prerequisite of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. And it is the only prerequisite. Means you have to have this before you get that. So these were believers. These were disciples. And Paul says, "Have you received the Holy Spirit?" Watch, since you believe. Because the Holy Spirit is not available until you have believed. Now watch me. No, they said. So I would ask you that simple question today. Have you received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit since you made Jesus Savior and Lord? That's the question. They said, "Look, dude, we have not even heard that there was something called the Holy Spirit." That's the way 90% of the church in America and around the world is. It's worse than America anywhere in the world. Worse here than anywhere. Because here, the Holy Spirit is not ignored, not denied. He's just ignored. I'm going to let that sink in a minute. If you attend a church where they only allow speaking in tongues in a private home meeting, you're serving a false god. Did I say that clear enough? Here we go, verse 3. He said to them in response, "Well then, into what, your disciples, into what were you baptized?" By full immersion. Not by sprinkling, by full immersion. When they bury you, they don't just put your forehead in the ground. That water symbolizes a grave. We are buried with him in water baptism. So he said, "Unto what were you baptized?" They said, "Unto John's baptism." John the Baptist. Remember, this is only 18 chapters after the church was born. Before that, there was no church. So how do we attempt to build churches without Pentecost? The church was born in Acts chapter 2. So these had not even heard that at Pentecost the Holy Spirit had come, but they were still disciples. He tells you why. Paul said, "Indeed, John baptized with the baptism of repentance." Right? All they could do is repent. Here's why. That they should believe. Telling the people that they should believe on Jesus that was coming after John. John, the forerunner of Jesus. Verse 5. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, distinguishing this baptism from the baptism of John. They were baptized, and when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke with other tongues and prophesied. Now here we've heard how the Apostle Paul preached the gospel in Ephesus to these 12 followers of John the Baptist. Here was the process. So simple. Number one, shout number one. They believed in Jesus Christ. Number two, they followed Jesus and were baptized in water. Number three, they received the Holy Ghost. Now, I do not have time, and I don't know what your theological persuasion, but I can show you those who received the baptism in the Holy Spirit in the Word before they were water baptized. So it was on the day of Pentecost, recorded in Acts chapter 2, in that upper room in Jerusalem, when, as he had done in the book of Genesis, God repeated the formula and he breathed his breath upon the earth again and gave humanity a second creation. The only reason to have a body is to express the life within it. And I promise you, the Holy Ghost is jumping up on the inside of you, shouting, clapping, screaming, running, while we sit. You know why? You're just human. You're just human. You're not in touch with the supernatural. You're not in touch with divinity. The Holy Ghost is not some third watered-down cousin removed four times by marriage from the Godhead. God is that Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, the mighty Holy Ghost began to roar like a mighty rushing wind, and it began to blow. It launched 120 individuals out of that little home in Jerusalem where they had been waiting. They did not have to wait long. On the second Sunday after he said, go tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued, imbued, empowered with power from on high. The second Sunday, I don't know how he got in, through a keyhole, under the crack in the door, through an open window. I don't know how he got in, but somehow or another, he came from heaven down when Jesus gave a World Wrestling Federation tag team handoff and sent the Holy Ghost, one exactly according to him, like him in every essential detail and quality, who was with them but would then be in them. And it was to their advantage that Jesus went away. For if he went not away, the Comforter, Paraclete, would not come. But when he left, the Holy Ghost was on his way. They were everywhere. It was a thermonuclear explosion. They were everywhere. No one had taught them the Roman road. No one had taught them Romans 8. They'd have to write it. No one taught them the four spiritual laws. No one taught them a soul-winning plan. They had been set on fire. You know what the tendency of a person who through an accident is set on fire is? You know what the number one tendency is? To run. A fire is self-announcing. If I drop balls of fire out of this ceiling right now, I guarantee you there'd be movement. But when God's fire moves, we yawn. We study our shopping list. We look at our tickety-tock and our Facebook. We're bored and restless. No fire. They were caught up in a spiritual tornado. They were propelled across every barrier. No political barrier could stop them. No government could manipulate them. No person could stand in their way. No jail cell could hold them. For at midnight, when Paul and Silas prayed, the place where they were bound began to the church of Jesus Christ was born, and a divine go entered their souls. They became recipients of a supernatural enabling power dispatched from another world. They received power over sin, power over sickness, power over Satan, power over demons, power over depravity, power over disease. I don't know how to even stir you anymore. I rebuke the curse that was COVID, that numbed your senses, destroyed your attention span, and made you numb. It's time to shake yourself. The Holy Spirit wants to bear witness with you so that there is no doubt, there is no devil, there is no demonstration, there is no cataclysmic event that could shake your faith that Jesus Christ is your Savior. Yes, God. Here's what's real. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus was raised from the dead for you. Jesus can change your life. He can fill that void where nothing else will satisfy. Do you understand? You can get to the point where nothing will satisfy you like reading your Bible. We got 90% of the church reading their Bible because they're afraid not to. That's why you don't ever read it. Wouldn't you like to live so you had to try to stop praying? Call a picnic, everybody shows up. Call a prayer meeting, 10% of them will show up. The church that does not pray cannot exist in revival. Lift your hands. Say this with me, Lord Jesus, thank you for Pastor. Thank you for inspiring him to make a difference in our lives. Jesus, we repent of being half-hearted, halfway, wondering and wandering away from the truth. We repent of filling ourselves with the husks that all the swine in the world eat. All it does is make the void bigger. Jesus, fill us today. Fill us with the assurance that we are your children. Change us today. I know you can. If I will yield myself, I will be changed this very day. Now lift your hands and say, I receive the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. This day, I repent of my sin, things I've done, sins of omission, not coming to church, not praying, not reading my Bible, not listening to the right music, involving myself in sinful things. I repent. Jesus, forgive me. Wash me clean. Holy Spirit, bear witness. Let me know that I'm your child, forgiven, and on my way to heaven this very day. Now clap and shout like he's done. Turn around and tell somebody, I prayed that prayer. I prayed that prayer, and I meant it. You prayed for me. Throw your hands up. Say, Jesus, I worship you all my life.
This is a Bridge of Hope update from the Tambura refugee camp in South Sudan.
All our food in the farm was burnt. We don't have food, and I am here, left alone with six children, without a father.
Well, that's the first-hand testimony of Lillian, a desperate mother who's made a makeshift tent her sanctuary, if you will. You see, Lillian narrowly escaped being raped, murdered, while she was fleeing from the harrowing violence and the ravages of war in Sudan. Her six children are certainly not alone in their desperate plight. Reports that I've received say that a shocking 12 million children have been forced to flee with little more than the torn and tattered and ragged clothes on their backs. They're already malnourished. They're already starving. They face a high-risk journey to an uncertain safety. The refugee count has grown to four times the level of just a year ago. Other relief organizations are rapidly running out of food, but with your help, Bridge of Hope can become a lifeline for the starving children and the families in Sudan and South Sudan, in Somalia and Chad, the Horn of Africa, where your heart of mercy today can give those children and their families forced from their homes high quality, life-sustaining food. Listen, for an entire month, but that's not all. Also clean water. Now, I'm sure you understand. Clean, safe water is the key to preventing the deadliest of diseases like cholera from attacking already weakened and malnourished children. Every time I enjoy a drink of cold, clear water, I think how these children have been robbed of that vital, life-saving resource, water. Every day, my resolve to continue to be a lifeline to help and give hope to those suffering so much grow stronger and stronger in my heart. Now, there is a phone number right there on your screen. If you can sacrifice just 2 minutes, 120 seconds of your time to call now. Your phone's always right there. If you could call now a child who was made in the image of our God, will have a chance at life. I thank God for wonderful, wonderful friends of Bridge of Hope who have stepped forward and said, Pastor Rod, we want to create a very limited 21 days of mercy. 21 days of mercy, matching challenge with the goal of providing, come on, we can do this. You and I together, we can do it. We want to provide 150,000 meals plus clean water and emergency aid to those who are suffering beyond our imagination. Every meal, every packet of nourishment, every testimony of hope depends on one compassionate friend like you. Just one. Is it you? I need you to join this massive mission of mercy. Here's what you can do. $48. Well, if you're going to take $48 to your local grocery store, you wouldn't get much. But $48, think of this, will help feed 16 starving children and their families for an entire month. That's almost unbelievable. Would you please help double the mercy and multiply the hope? Some of you could give a gift of life today in this mission of mercy of $96 or more. $96. Help save the lives, when you do, of 32 precious children. If you're able to give a $300 mission of mercy gift in the next 24 hours, 100 suffering children and their families will receive the gift of life, food and water and emergency relief for an entire month. And you'll help Breakthrough stay strong, proclaiming the saving power of God to the world. Won't you please dial the number on your screen? I shouldn't say dial, I should say call. Nobody has a dial up anymore. Pick up that phone. Come on, it's right there. We can do this together. You can just scan the QR code right there on your screen. It'll take you directly to rodparsley.com. Listen, every single gift, $20, $30, $50, $100, is more than deeply appreciated. It's vitally important during this escalating hunger crisis. $48, $96, $300, or your very best life-saving Bridge of Hope gift. Please bring the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to a suffering child today. Let's do it together.
Imagine a child so weak she can barely lift her head, her tiny body crying out for one simple meal.
Another child received targeted nutrition and food through Bridge of Hope and is now healthy, is playing with other children, and has a bright future.
It's a miracle mission made possible through your generous gifts to Bridge of Hope. You can be the difference between life and death, and double the impact of your gift through our $50,000 21 Days of Mercy Matching Challenge. we're ready to rush 150,000 meals to vulnerable children and families caught in the grip of a hunger crisis in South Sudan and the Horn of Africa.
Your gift this week of $48 will help feed 16 children for a month. $96 doubles to feed 32 children and will keep Bridge of Hope strong around the world.
Every gift is so appreciated and will act as the healing hands of Christ to the desperate and dying. Pray about what you can do, then call right away.
You can also scan the QR code to go direct to rodparsley.com.
You are positioning yourself for blessing when you lift up the ones Jesus referred to as the least of these. Thank you for your generous response today.
Well, the month of August has rolled back around, and it's back to school month for students across America, and how excited I am about it. This is the season so many turn their focus to education, no matter your age, no matter your standing, no matter your past educational background. Education is your greatest resource for advancement in this world. Your quest for learning must never, ever, ever stop. And Valor Christian College offers you fully accredited options to be on this beautiful, Holy Ghost-filled campus. You can also enroll in our top-rate online school, fully accredited, or you could attend one of our cohort campuses with options across America in pursuit of your fully accredited associates and bachelor's degrees. September 19th through the 21st is our next exciting, life-changing, destiny-altering opportunity. And guess what? It's absolutely free. It's our VIP weekend, and you have to be right in the middle of it. Reserve your place right now. Just go to theevent.vip, theevent.vip. Write it down somewhere. Put it in your phone, theevent.vip. It's just that easy. And I look forward to seeing you, and bring a couple of friends next month right here at the School of Revival, Valor Christian College. I want to thank you for your continued support for these almost 50 years of breakthrough. And I'll see you next time right here.
Celebrating more than 50 years of soul-winning ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. Thank you, Revival Covenant partners, for making today's broadcast possible. This worldwide broadcast is an outreach of Bridge of Hope. For more information, visit rodparsley.com.